brought to you by Penguin.
The God Is Not Willing by Stephen Erickson. Read by Emma Gregory. What to make of this? The Lord of Death is dead. The Sire of War rests silent in a broken crypt. Light and dark have fled into shadow, and shadow dreams of sunlight. Houses lie abandoned, heralds cry out unheard, masons sift dust through numb hands, mistresses wait alone in the night, queens weep and kings stumble. All the world is in flux, truths dying with every breath spent and every word uttered. An old woman walks a corridor, lighting candles one by one, but the hollow wind steals every flame in her wake. But now I see, arrayed before me, a new field of battle, greeting dawn with heavy silence. Soon in the fraying gloom, the darkness shakes apart to reveal two armies facing one another. Banners flap like wings, the ranks plume and steam. The rising sun makes a strewn treasure of weapons and armour. Then rises a single figure between the foes, spire of flesh and obdurate will, iron-boned yet shattered of visage. He is no one's champion, yet everyone's god. He is the warrior's red blessing, yet the lover's sweet kiss. He is witness to every corpse and the maker of children. He is history's gilded prow, rearing fierce through the spume, yet dwells at ease in the space between barrow and menhir. He is heavy footfall and he is feather touch, cold stare and fleeting glance. For him, all is surrendered, for him all is sacrificed. In his name nations fall, in his name gods will kneel. If empires burn, blame him not, nor again in the moment the lover turns away. To witness is to begin to see is to begin to know is to recoil. Yet he stands fast, unarmed, unarmoured against this future, and I do know him. He is the unwilling God, the helpless God, the slayer of all and none. The foes do not move. The sun unfurls its golden light across the surface of the world. Will this be a day of war? Let us see. Hannah Scordia, Visions of the Last Prophet, 3rd Karsan Apocrypha, Darujistan, in the year of Feral's Challenge. Prologue. Above Laderun Plateau, northwest Genabakis, Teblor Territory. The ascent had taken 6 days. By midday on the 7th, they reached the top of the escarpment flanking the near-vertical wall of ice that had been on their left for the past 2 days. The face of that wall was ravaged by past melts, but at this height winter still gripped the mountains, and the winds that spun and tumbled down from high above were white with frost, bleeding rainbows in the sharp sunlight. The escarpment summit was a sloping, ragged ridge, barely level enough for the four Teblor to stand. The wind howled around them, tearing at loose weapon straps and furrowing the furs they all wore. That wind periodically shoved at them, as if incensed by their audacity. These heights and this world did not belong to them. The sky was too close, the air too thin. Widowed Dalis of the Teblor drew her wolfskin cloak closer about her shoulders. Before them, the slope fell away in a steep, rock-studded descent to a mass of broken ice and sand and snow that skirted the shore like a defensive wall. From where they stood, they could see...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?